I welcome the fact that the announcement has been made this morning by Minister McHugh in relation to the short-stay ward reopening. I think it's exceptionally unfortunate, though, that we've had to wait this long, not only this year, but indeed last year. It was July 2017 when I first got confirmation from Redhill County Hospital Management that they had made the request to the HSE for $1.8 million to reopen the 19 to 20-bed short-stay ward, and for the staffing allocation to do that, which would have required up to 15 nurses and 4 healthcare assistants, for example. And the hospital management have made it clear at all times that there would be a lead-in time in relation to actually employing those staff. And I made it clear on numerous occasions in the Dáil to the Taoiseach and to the Minister for Health that time would be required in order to ensure that those staff could be hired. So while the announcement this morning is important and belatedly welcome, we now need to see immediately clarification from the government as to when this funding will be allocated, and immediate approval and go-ahead given to the management staff in Letterkenny as well to actually hire these staff. The unfortunate reality is it's going to make it very difficult to have those staff in place in time, but they have to be got in place now as quickly as possible to alleviate the pressure the staff in the hospital are under and alleviate the unacceptable situation that patients arriving into A&E have found themselves over the past year to 2 years.
Would you like to see those adverts appearing literally in papers and on websites and so on this weekend?
As soon, right away, it needs to happen. If this announcement had been made before the summer, for example, when I had been raising it with them again and emphasised an immediate decision, the staff could be in place now or at least over the winter. The fact that it's only now that they're committing announcing the funding and the day as a result of the budget means that it's putting additional pressure and stress on the hospital to get these staff in an exceptionally short period of time. And I have no doubt they will do their absolute best to recruit the staff, but now we need immediate go-ahead from the government for them to do that and to try and address the situation. And we need to see a change in terms of the total lack of oversight we see from the government in relation to properly managing and assisting our health service, of which such a late decision in relation to the short stay ward is evidence.
Joe McHugh is saying that the actual funding will be in the revised estimates and that will provide the basis of the actual money. Now, you know how slowly the wheels of bureaucracy can work in Leinster House and particularly within the Department of Finance. With that in mind, you believe Simon Harris needs to make this public and make it public now?
He needs to give the go-ahead immediately, absolutely. If the money is going to be there, and it's now clear from what Minister McHugh said today it will be, then we can't see any more dilly-dallying around and procrastination, ultimately resulting in a longer wait in terms of these beds being put back into action. And Minister McHugh, Minister Harris and the Taoiseach need to sort it out and give the go-ahead and see this abomination where a ward which could have been staffed if the political will had been there hasn't been up until now, and it needs to be delivered immediately and as soon as possible.